This is the audio interview for the American Legion Post 127, located in Sugar Hill. I have the Jason Treadway, the commander of the post, today. Jason, how are you doing?
Doing well, and yourself?
Doing just fine. We are recording this for historical purposes. Are you okay with me recording it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So we will go ahead and get started. So tell me, what is the American Legion?
The American Legion is a fraternal organization of veterans and active duty personnel, as well as their families. Fraternal organization meaning we are all of a like mind, and we are here to support and hold each other up.
Okay. All right. And when was the Legion chartered?
In 1919, Congress chartered us, moved our headquarters to Indianapolis, and we have grown, skyrocketed at the height. We were 2.3 million members worldwide, because anywhere there is a U.S. military presence, there's pretty much a post if there's a permanent building.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. So tell me about the creation of the post 127, and where was it created at?
Post 127, some of the early history is too uncertain to speak of. It was created, the post was chartered in 1921. And like most posts, it starts out, you meet in people's homes or in their fields or in their barns. This is a very community-centric organization. It wasn't until 1948 when the post was actually donated 111 acres there in Buford, where now all the schools are.
Okay. Tell me about the donation of the land.
That, unfortunately, has been lost to history. We don't even have an original deed or a thank you letter, and embarrassing enough. I asked about it, trying to get ready for this. I wanted to praise the name of the family that donated so much land to this cause, but as old as some of our members are, no one remembers for sure, and I would not want to put out bad information.
Okay. Do you have any other information from the time it was chartered in 1921 to those early years, 1948? Any stories or information that you might be able to share?
There is only one story, and it's actually a story of mine, and I'm nowhere near old enough to have been around back in 1921. But in my day job as a land surveyor, I was doing work for a woman in Buckhead, and I, always wearing something military-related, started up a conversation with her, told her where I was from, and she got an incredible look on her face. And she runs inside her home. She comes back out. Her grandfather was a member of the post back in the 30s.
Oh, wow.
And she brought me a framed, she didn't let me keep it, but it was a framed pool pass to the Legion swimming pool. And it had we're going to have a great year this year, 1933.
Okay.
So where this swimming pool was, I have no idea. No one remembers it, but it clearly was for the Buford American Legion.
Okay. And where was that Legion located at?
That was on Sawney. Is that how they pronounce it? Uh-huh. Sawney Road, right where the elementary and middle school are. I went there a lot, and my phone just took me there.
Okay.
That's embarrassing.
Okay, and that's where the 111 acres were. That's where that started there.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And I've even tried to pull up the information through what I do during the day. looking up deeds and such, but all the records are so old I would have to go to the courthouse to find it.
Okay. And at that time, Post 127 was one of the larger posts in Georgia, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Post 127 was touted several times between the Savannah Post and down in Villarica. They seem to be the other very large posts. There was a time when there were over 1,100 veterans. Those are the Legionnaires. That doesn't count the Sons of the American Legion, which are any male descendant within two generations, and it does not include the auxiliary, which used to only be the female descendants or spouses, you know, within two generations, but now because we do have female veterans, that also includes their male spouses.
Okay. So, let me see. So you've explained what the Legion is. How do you become eligible for that?
Thanks to President Trump in 2016, instead of having had to have served in the military during seven or eight different times of conflict, he changed it and got the law passed. Now, as long as you serve one day and you are discharged honorably, or even medically, which is honorably, from any of the active duty branches, unfortunately, the National Guard, if you never get deployed to a combat theater, but so long as you have one day of active duty time, you can join the American Legion.
Okay. All right. So you've kind of told me about Post 127 and mentioned some of the others, but I'm going to ask you to kind of detail these out. So there's the American Legion Post 127, then there's the American Legion. How are those two entities different?
The American Legion is the overall organization. The American Legion, based in Indianapolis, is our national headquarters. Then they break it down per state, and then each state is broken down into districts. And then each district is broken down into a number of posts depending on veteran saturation. So we are the post level. We are the front line. We are the ones that touch and help the veterans themselves. And in a very unique organizational structure, most places you hear national headquarters. So everyone works for them. That is actually the opposite. The American Legion teaches us that veterans are first. And as far as hierarchy, the post, since we are the ones directly helping the veterans, everyone else works for us. They are here to support us.
Okay. And what are some of the things that you do to assist the veterans?
First and foremost is the part I enjoy the most. We provide a space for veterans and the families of veterans, because they serve just like the members did, to have a place to come and enjoy fellowship and brotherhood with like-minded people, people that understand what it is to jump at an unexpected backfire, what it is to have woken up with a mouthful of sand first thing in the morning, to try to go to sleep when it's 120 degrees outside and then it's 32 when you wake up. Not everyone experiences that. Most people go to work and their boss at worst can have a harsh attitude with them. They can't make you do push-ups. You can't go to jail for not doing your job in the civilian world. Once you're in the military, you're breaking an order. So you can be confined, they can make you work till midnight, and you're all salary, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. And explain again what the American Legion Auxiliary is.
The American Legion Auxiliary, started out as the wives and the daughters of veterans. Then they expanded it out to the two generations, so granddaughters, daughters, spouses. But they also go the other direction. You can be the mother of a veteran or the grandmother of a veteran and join the auxiliary. And because of now there are so many female veterans, well, the moment there was one female veteran, their male spouses would also join the auxiliary. That means they did not physically serve. They don't have a DD-214, which is a set of letters and numbers that signifies your proof of service. And they are, I dare say, they're the glue that holds the post together between them and the sons.
Okay. And what does the auxiliary, what are some of the things that they do to help out the veterans?
The auxiliary, they spearhead, I dare say, most of the at-post events. Stereotypically, they did. Now, it is truly all families participate, but the auxiliary, they make care packages. So if you have someone that is deployed and they would like a package from home with some toiletries and maybe a magazine and some candies that won't melt, we're smart enough not to send chocolates, the auxiliary raises money through other events like dances and parties that they have at the post to buy the supplies to send to the veterans. And we also go around the local businesses to see if we can get some good stuff. They also decorate and organize the Valentine's dance. They do a community Easter egg hunt every year. They feed the community every Thanksgiving and Christmas, where we make a full multi-course meal, and it is free for everyone to come and enjoy.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So tell me about the Sons of the American Legion.
The Sons of the American Legion are just the male descendants within two generations of a veteran. I'm a member of the Sons of the American Legion as well as being a Legionnaire because my grandfather served. So I have the distinction of being able to be a member of both. The Sons, they do, well, at our post, we now have a giant smoker, so we do multiple barbecues every year where they sell Boston butts and soon racks of ribs and chicken and all that to raise money. They focus most of their donations on the families. When there is a child that wants to go to Girl State or Boys State, which are American Legion courses during the summer, where rising juniors can go and learn about politics in a non-partisan way. They learn what it is to be a true American and serve, even if not in the military. But it's expensive. It's $350 a child. So they raise money where last year we sent 19 boys and 11 girls to their own programs. Sorry.
Okay.
There's also, for the younger boys, they have a mountain retreat every year where it costs $400 or $500 to send boys up there, and they learn hunting and fishing and outdoor skills as well as patriotism. Everything is about patriotism. So they raise the money to run that camp because they don't want anyone to not be able to go.
Okay. All right. But you have to have a family member in the military for your child to participate in that.
No, those, we are here, it's in our preamble. It's actually in the preambles of all three of the, we call them families. Okay. Even though we are one big family, it's made of the smaller families. And we all are here for the community, state, and nation. So you could have no military in your background. you could be a recent immigrant to this country. So long as you are here rightfully and legally and you love the country that you're standing in, we will make you feel part of the family. We will help indoctrinate you and your children into what it is to be an American.
Awesome. Okay. And last, tell me about the American Legion American Legion Riders.
Oh, that's one close to my heart because I'm a member of the Riders also. A good commander should be part of everything. Had my wife served, I would be a member of the auxiliary, but she didn't. The American Legion Riders is any member that is either a legionnaire, a member of, we call them the Sons, but the Sons of the American Legion, or the auxiliary. So long as you own a motorcycle and you have insurance on it, you got to be safe, you can join the Riders. Where the Riders, we are by and far the most visible part of the American Legion. Most of them ride very loud motorcycles. I do not. But my wife rides because she's married to me.
Okay.
We go around. We do hands-on. We love, not that the other families won't, but it shows a very good sign when you get a couple dozen to a couple hundred motorcycles that show up to an event or a rally to promote Americanism or to help a veteran out that has lost the ability to move themselves around their own home. We've gone in and completely cleaned and thrown everything away, gone and bought them all new groceries and restocked his refrigerator and rebuilt the deck so he could leave his own home because he was in a wheelchair. That was a few years ago. We raise a lot of money through the Legacy Fund, or for the Legacy Fund. And the Legacy Fund is for, there are other criteria, but basically if you are 50% disabled or more, which is a military rating, and you want your kids to go to college, they can provide up to $5,000 per child to go to college. It used to only be for 100% disabled or died in combat, but they've lowered it down because we've raised $21 million, and we're having a hard time spending the interest. So they are ever-changing their focus.
Okay. So out of these different groups for American Legion, is there anything else that you want to share as far as these different, I'm going to say divisions, that might not be the correct term.
And just like any family, there are smaller groups, and that is something that I have spent my last 2.5 years overcoming, because we are all here for the same mission. We're all here for the same purpose, and I won't hear of it. So we have all come together, and it is a beautiful feeling. We opened the doors with 233 veterans, less than 100 sons, and right at 100 auxiliary members. And I think we were down to 20 American Legion Riders. Now we're almost at 750 veterans. We're heading for 400 sons and 400 auxiliary, and we're at 50 riders. So we're growing.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So tell me a little bit about how the post 127 that was located in Buford wound up in Sugar Hill and when.
Well, in 2016, the city of Buford purchased where the Legion, the final piece of Legion property. Over the decades, no one needs 100-plus acres. And we are here for the community. The American Legion is huge. That's why Little League Baseball exists. And a lot of other kids' programs, and we're heavy into supporting the Boy Scouts. So they donated land, build a school, build another school, sold the property really cheap. We were down to the last 13 acres and we were hemmed in by a lot of schools, and the schools need to keep growing. So an offer was made. We did some shopping and looking, and unfortunately it took 3 years. They finally found the property here in Sugar Hill, and we closed the doors March of 2019 in Beaufort and reopened the doors May of 2020.
Okay. You mentioned the baseball and all that. So was the American Legion part, because I know growing up I played softball there, so, and it was called Beaufort Legion. So were they responsible for all those baseball fields and everything?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Anything you want to add about that? You know, the creation of that or putting that together?
I don't have the date. I know the American Legion, Little League Baseball, they go hand in hand. You pull up the World Series of Little League, and it's all American Legion. When the guys were getting home from World War One, they didn't know how to transition back into being civilians, and their families were, unfortunately, some of them left high and dry, which is why the Legion was formed, was to help those veterans and those families. Well, those families include children. And there's a, if you don't keep the children with the right mind, your future is not going to look good. So they started with the Little League, and we have a Children's Welfare Fund, which is a national thing where if there's ever a catastrophe, that money, the millions of dollars that they raise and put into that fund every year, go to helping the children, keeping them educated, keeping them safe and secure.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about the facility in Sugar Hill. You said it opened its doors in what, March of 2020? Tell me...
May.
Okay, sorry. May, yeah. Okay. Tell me what's there, a little bit about that site.
Currently, the property used to be a water treatment facility long, long ago. The Legion bought the property. We leveled the building that was there and actually filled in the pits with the building. And our new building, which is 14,400 square feet, is where the pits used to be. And where the building used to be, we have our parking, which we didn't dream of it, which was bad on us, but we don't have enough parking. But luckily, the city of Sugar Hill owns the property that we use as an entryway for ingress and egress. And because we maintain it, we can park along the road when we have our bigger events, like our golf tournaments and our big raffles and community meals. We get hundreds of people that come in, and we have 75 parking spots.
Okay.
The inside of the building is basically a big square with a 1,800-square-foot covered patio on the side where we do outdoor bands or... Hey, we're all about eating, apparently, so that's also where we feed the public. Inside the building's cut in half. It's two mirror image sides. We use one side, we rent it out. The public can, it's 3,800 square feet. It even has a half-size bar in it. We do weddings and celebrations of life. And oh, my gosh. Matter of fact, we have a baseball the local baseball team is having their meal there for the end of the season. The main side, we call it the club room. We've dubbed it Canteen 127 to be the public face. We have a 200-square-foot stage where we have live music. There is a bar. We have a full commercial restaurant. Heck, we even have Uber Eats come and pick up there and run chicken tenders home to people. We are open 7 days a week to the public. If you are a member of one of the families, they get 10% off food and drink and reduced priced admission to our more expensive bands when we have to charge a cover charge. To bring in the younger people, you got to give people a reason to come and look at an American Legion, because a lot of people have that image in their head. It's dark. It's smoky. The ones that serve alcohol smell like stale beer. And they're full of old people that are just complaining. And that is the stereotype. It's a joke. Heck, for all I know, it's true. But I like to say we have more windows in our post than all the other legions in Georgia put together, because we are surrounded by glass. We are bright and shiny. We have never been smoked in. We carry 3 non-alcoholic beers, because that's not why we exist. We are there for everyone to feel comfortable. Our average age of a legionnaire when we closed the old post was in the upper 60s or low 70s. Our average age is now in the low 50s. All that growth, I just turned 50. And I love going up there. We have musical bingo, and all this stuff is free. We do musical bingo on Mondays. It's just a reason to come out and be with your friends. On Tuesdays, we do regular bingo. That one's not free to do, but we have up to a $2,000 prize. But in a typical 127 fashion, it's fun. It's not just full of, blue hairs. And there was some joke about how only older, the moms go to bingo and the dads sit at home. That's just not the case. We have husbands, wives, and kids that are over 18 come in and play. Wednesdays, we have a legal poker tournament every Wednesday, because you're only playing for $100. Thursdays, we do trivia, and we pack the house. You can play by yourself or with a group. We have groups that come in 15 people strong. Fridays is karaoke night, and that is wildly popular also. And then Saturdays, we usually reserve for doing live entertainment of some nature. If it's not a dance, it's an actual live band that's from the local area.
Yeah. And you have to be a member to come in and do all this, or you can just walk off the street and come in?
Absolutely anyone is welcome, so long as you have pride in this country. To that fact, on Friday and Saturday nights, since we're open past 10 those nights, we do a 10 o'clock salute to the flag. Whether we have a live band going, we're having a dance, there may be a comedy show. Even in the middle of karaoke, everything stops. We pull the flag up to the front. Someone that has it just move inside of them. They don't even have to be a legionnaire. I like to do it, but I'm addicted to the microphone. But anyone that has something that they want to say that is veteran positive can get up, spend a couple minutes saying how great this country is and how much we appreciate those that serve, and then we all do the Pledge of Allegiance together. And it just drives home why we exist. When you get 200-plus people to stop what they're doing, to stop talking, and to pay attention at 10 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday night, you've got the right mission.
Okay. And I'm assuming you're open 7 days a week, but it's like, you can't go at 10 o'clock in the morning, correct?
Monday through Thursday, we open at 4 and we close at 10. On Fridays, we open at 4 and close at midnight. Saturday, we open at noon and we close at midnight. And Sundays, we open at noon and close at 8. Unless there's a football game on, and then we'll stay open until the end of the football game.
Okay. All right. And if someone wants to get any additional information or wants to join one of these groups, who do they reach out to for that?
If you want just basic information and you want to do it from your home, the American Legion has spent a lot of time updating their website and making it relevant. So you can just go to AmericanLegion.org. You can just type in Legion.org. They've bought plenty of sites. If you ever wanted to come to the post, the staff there have all been trained on how to bring someone into the family or how to speak about us. And we have some literature there on hand also. So you just come on in and take a look around. Everything is open. You just walk around, take a look, so long as there's not an event going on the other side, but we have signage up. But everyone is welcome. Come look at the helicopter that we have sitting outside by the cell phone tower. We have a 75-millimeter artillery piece that's sitting in our parking lot on a stand. And it's just like a walk-through history. We have a plaque with the helicopter saying where it's from. The gentleman that flew it during Vietnam was actually a member until he passed recently.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else about the organization that I haven't already asked you that you may want to add?
No, I just have to focus. I love organizational-wise, what better cause is there? What better group is there to join? When I'm at the post, I jump on the microphone and I announce to the crowd that if you're not a member, I will bet you a beer you don't have a good enough reason not to be one. So come tell me your reason and we'll see if we can't change your mind. And I get a lot of new members that way. But I can't stress enough that we are open to the public. You should come take a look. Come see that we are not the stereotypical American Legion that you may have gone to with your grandfather or seen on TV or in a movie or something. We are here to be part of the community. We want you to come out and enjoy. Check out we're on Facebook. We have two Facebook pages. One under the canteen name, one under just the post 127. We have Twitter. We have Instagram. I have five members that volunteer. We are, all the management and leadership is 100% volunteer. Our cooks and bartenders are paid because you want quality, consistent service. But everyone else volunteers, including our web guys and girls, and they're awesome.
Okay. Is that the best way to, for somebody that wants to, that hadn't written down when, what you do on those certain nights and.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Visit either of the Facebook pages. The website is kept up to date also, and it has a lot more of the historical stuff and has just standard Legion photos on it. But everyone loves Facebook, and hey, we're here to bring the public in. So that seems to be the most popular means of contact.
Okay. All right. Is there any other, like, community service things that you've done as far as with the city or with another group, the Daughters of the American Revolution or Boy Scouts or any other groups that you might want to add?
We host the Navy Sea Cadets. We've hosted several Boy Scout events on the property. They actually come out and help us during some of our events by serving the food and doing some cleanup and just being present, and we let them do the flag ceremonies. Our honor guard luckily works with the city, and they attend the event there at the Veteran Monument in downtown Sugar Hill. We, as a post, we have adopted two different cemeteries, one very local, Broadlawn, and one in Monroe. The Monroe one because a lot of our members have loved ones there. And we lay wreaths every Christmas at those cemeteries on the graves of veterans. For Veterans Day and Memorial Day, we place flags and collect them back so they're properly taken care of. And that's another good one. If you have a flag and it's in disrepair, please don't throw it away. Bring it up to the post. There's a mailbox that's painted olive drab green, and it says retired flags. Please place the flag in there so we can dispose of them properly during a ceremony. But we do feed the community for Memorial Day. For the 4th of July, we have cookouts and fish fries. On Veterans Day, veterans eat for free, and we always have enough so their friends and family can get a plate, too, at a small donation.
Okay. Well, that's quite a lot. We're really proud to have the Legion located in our city limits now, and becoming a part of the Sugar Hill history. Even though you're fairly new, you'll help continue with the history and the legacy of the city as well. And I really appreciate your time today, unless you've got something else that you'd like to add.
No, that you've got it all from me.
Okay. All right. Well, I, again, the Sugar Hill Historic Preservation Society really appreciates your time. This will eventually be posted on our public site for others in the area to listen to. And we'd be able to share this link so that, you know, y'all can use it as well for promotional purposes. But we really...
We'll put it on our website and put it out in our newsletter that goes out to almost 1,000 people.
Awesome. Well, that sounds good. Well, I'm going to go ahead and turn the recorder off now.